Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Let us introduce our brother from another. And these men know, you know, when we hook up, it's all love at the end of the day. And any kind of things we have to say, anything we say in public, we'll say in private, because it's all for the betterment of this young man who I think actually was the first of the Olympians.
Absolutely was.
To hold a world title. And for that in itself, it's a round of applause. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce to you the sauce that we put on this thing here is different kind of sauce. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you. The greatly spoken, the undefeated WBO cruiserweight champion of the world, the one, the only, Mr. Lawrence Okolie.
Yes.
You look like you're going to do a move, bro.
No. I'm just on my way back to London now. Hold on, let me ask if I can put the light on.
We can see you. We can see you nice, you know, it's cool.
Yeah, no, that's just the light's on. Is there any way to keep the light on when we're driving? Oh, yeah, please. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, listen, I know you're doing great at what you're doing right now, but Tunde, if there's a career in public speaking like I know Spencer has, or maybe ring announcements, you got it, because that's what you call introduction. Thank you for that.
Thank you very much, brother. Always, and this is what I'm trying to say, this is how the youngers are supposed to address the seniors. And I'm a person, like, I always feel that wisdom can be gained from the mouth of the youngers. So I'm always on the lookout for new wisdom that the young people can impart on me. And I must say that before even the fighting, the way you conduct yourself in your speech and your confidence, your whole aura is absolutely something that people that come from the same area and you and a background that you have come from need to look at, you know.
Thank you.
That's the box on the side. So keep doing what you're doing. And let's talk about last night. You got the win again, and that's evidently all that matters. But how do you feel? Tell us how you felt about the fight, how you felt about your performance, and obviously what's next? What's next for you?
For me, you know, I haven't watched the fight back yet, but I remember how it felt in there. I'm not a man who actually believes in ring rust, as I said, but I actually think I felt like I did a lot of stuff that I've been working on in the gym. However, you know, the occasion and, you know, the style of my opponent, you know, I feel like I'm in there against men who are, you know, they know with a victory their lives change. You know, they've been telling their girlfriends, their mums, their dads, I'm going to win this fight and I'm going to be a world champion. Like, I've been dreaming since I was a kid. And they put everything on the line. So, yeah, you know, there's never meant to be an easy fight when you start getting to world level. But ultimately, in terms of myself, I felt like, you know, the only thing that always gets me is I don't really care about anything other than winning. However, I care about Sugar's opinion. So after the fight, you know, I heard Sugar's opinion. And, you know, we're both in the same sort of bracket where I've got so many tools, and we're only just now getting to the surface of mixing it together. First fight in a while, a lot of stuff going on outside the ring. Happy to get the win and then, you know, push on to the next one. Like, I have another opportunity to show what we've been working on, because I won. You know, in this game, unfortunately, I know I'm rambling now, but I'm in the mood.
No. Game, the people want to hear you, man. Keep talking. Like,
in this game, it's when it stays on. You know, I've seen close friends of mine unable to carry on boxing because of the damage they've taken. I've seen fighters who have amazing whack 'em, sock 'em, rock 'em, sock 'em type of fights lose, and then you know they're not boxing anymore for various reasons, or promoters that said these are the best fighters they've seen are now not answering their calls. So for me, you know, I get to, you know, head back now with my girlfriend, with my best friend who's my manager, and we're going back as winners. Do you know what I mean? And we're ready to regroup and onto the next.
Well, Spence, you want to talk?
Yeah. Lawrence, okay. You've been getting, and I have to address this because we've spoken off, so I have to address this now for the people. You've been getting greatly criticised for the performance that was put in yesterday. A lot of people were saying that it was boring. It was, you know, I mean, you know my thoughts on it anyway. Did it feel different? Is this your fourth professional trainer since being a pro? You know what I mean, you've been a professional fighter now since the end of 2016. Did it feel different, like going back and hearing different instructions from a man that you've only started working with for 6 weeks?
There was definitely differences. I liked what he was saying in the corner. It's just about being able to go and implement it. There's, you know, as I said, there's always going to be learning curves when you're training in a new place with a new person. To be able to maximise the best out of yourself. But yeah, I just think, you know, I'm excited for what we're going to do next. You know, there's stuff in camp that I think was very good, and there's stuff that I want to add and Sugar wants to add. But when you're first getting to grips with somebody, hitting the pads with them the first time, you know, what they want you to do on the bags, it's hard to go 100% because you have to actually take them and learn. So this is very much a like studying camp as opposed to like a grafting camp and a like let's go to the trenches and work this that like, works all over. It's very much, you know, refining. However, you know, when you're having a fight against people who are coming with everything they've got, it's difficult to kind of implement that stuff unless you've got the fire. I've always got the fire, which is why I won, but unless you've got that sort of like quick fire over and over kind of explosive energy systems working. But you know, there's lots of things, but I feel happy to get a win. And I know one thing for certain is that, you know, with fans, they're very like fickle. So if I go out and, you know, put on a spectacular performance in the next one, it'll be great. But you know, I think ultimately as well, unfortunately, you know, there's pluses and minuses to everything, and I think I've had a few performances which have, you know, not been the most pleasing, and it's hard to shake those things. Even though I knocked out, you know, 7 guys in a row before these last 2 fights, anytime there was a clinch, which happens in every fight over and over again because of my past thing, it's they are knocked, there we go again. So for me, I kind of just take away the sort of like that kind of negative emotion, just thinking the positives.
Mm-hmm. Lawrence, it sounds like you got a bit of a cold. Did you go into the fight with a cold, brother?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, every fighter goes into fights with, you know, different problems, you know. So, yeah, for me, it's not like that made a massive difference. Yeah.
Lawrence, I mean, what I would say is, I know, you've got a new trainer, but as Spencer quite rightly stated, he said that you've had 4 new trainers, but what are you actually looking from the coach? Are you actually looking for them to actually change your style, or is it more a mental thing, you know, knowing that you can, you know, some you can learn from someone and you can gain knowledge from them? Are you actually going to them because you want to change your style? Because when I was doing the live last night, just on my Instagram, I said exactly what you said. At the end of the day, it's about winning. But, you know, obviously the fans, I want you to be a pay-per-view fighter. That's the ultimate goal for me for any fighter that I'm connected to, that I train, manage, or just people that I know like yourself. And so that's why I feel I don't read Twitter. Spencer's the Twitter man. I don't read because for me it's just all negative. And I just don't focus on negative. But do you feel you actually need to change your style? Because my argument was, bruv, he's winning. He's a world champion. Like, not everybody can be a pay-per-view fighter. So I don't actually know why. I'm trying to work out, are you going to the trainer to change your style, or are you just going to the new trainer to enhance your style and make you feel better?
I definitely enhance as opposed to change. I mean, you know, one thing is, in camp, we were doing a lot of amazing stuff that, you know, I haven't watched the fight back, but I know I wasn't, the triggers weren't firing the way that I wanted them to fire. So definitely with Sugar, it's definitely to sort of enhance my style and change it. Not change, because when I look at it in an objective way, yeah, outside of all of the other stuff, I just think, you look at my fights and I want to ask, like, on someone's hand, how many clean shots I've taken where you say, ooh.
yeah, definitely.
Ooh, that's a good shot. Lawrence has got a good chin. Or how many times it's been like someone has a great body shot, or someone has 30 seconds of domination on me, where they're the ones got me on the back foot, landing rights, landing lefts, spinning off, hitting. Like, you never see it. You never see it. You, like, of course, there's stuff that people want to watch, you know, like throwing a three punch combination, slipping off to the left. But it's like that stuff there, obviously, it takes a different energy system, which I'm working on. But it's like, I want to say that for me, I know exactly where I started. I started in Hackney. I started working at McDonald's. And for me, I'm now a world champion. I've, you know, done all the stuff I've done so far. And I always have opportunity to learn and graft. And that's what I've been doing my whole career. And at the same time, I've been doing it never saying no to anyone. There's never been a time when a fight's been offered and I've been like, nah. And I'm still waiting for all of these, you know, great fighters with all of these great styles that everyone talks about to come and beat me. Actually, the guy that I boxed last had a fight of the year fight end of last year with an American guy called Brandon Glanton. It was fought with the
Chinese wicked fight. That was a wicked fight, brother.
The wicked fight. And then, obviously, they're getting against me. And I'm not going to lie, I have a style that nullifies a lot of what these guys do on the inside anyway. And it's like, why can't they get that fight of the year kind of stuff off on me? Why can't we have a Rock'em Sock? Because I don't want to. I want to win a fight, take as little damage as possible. As much as, listen, I will continue to work on, you know, being dominant in a bit more of a spectacular way. I just think to myself, pardon me, that boxing is, I'm never going to destroy myself for boxing. That's just the truth. I'm always gonna win in the most efficient way, but there's more efficient and exciting ways that I'm working on.
Yes, that's the way you should feel. It's worked for you, and it's to continue, and it's gonna continue to work for you.
I'm sorry. Last but not least, as well, I want to like add a little extra to it as well. It's just like, you know, I don't see people calling out and showing me a different level to guys who I have, you know. Tough nights with, you know, I boxed a guy called Czak. I never heard no one call his name out for a fight. This guy, no, but I beat a guy called, Krasovic. Everyone there is trying to throw him around because, that's an easy fight. The guys I'm fighting are tough men, you know. People might not know them because, you know, whether it's profile, the cruiserweight division, whatever it is, but they're still, I know that they're tough boxing men. And when you get to this kind of style and this kind of level, you know, everyone's fighting for their life. You know, they're fighting for their livelihood. Like, I know, obviously I'm not going to get into it. I know what he made this fight and it's life-changing. And I don't know what he would have made if he'd won it. And they still can't do what it takes to get the victory. But, you know, I'll just take it one step at a time, go back to the drawing board and, keep coming.
It's really touched on, I think, myself and Spencer's next question. Like, what is the future for you? Because obviously, you know, it's no secret. You know, I think the fans want to see you go at it with Richard Riakpor. Richard aside, there's still, I mean, I'm trying to think, because you've already beaten Isaac Chamberlain very early on. You've Richard Riakpor. And it's only really Chris Billam-Smith. And I know you was teammates or gym mates with Chris Billam Smith. But I don't really see that much excitement left in the cruiserweight division. I know the Australian just won it. Maybe that's something we'll be looking at. But how about a British dust-up with you and Richard Riakpour? If that were to happen, how do you see that playing out?
Yeah, so for me, I have no problem with any of those fights. Obviously, I don't know if I'll... anyway, over the next week, it'll become clear. I have no problem with any of those fights. I just can't... I don't know if I've already said... But I can't say now, but I'm very, very okay, and it'll be very, very apparent that I'm okay with any of those fights next. Yeah. Like, I'm not one of those guys that talks and builds fights and whatever. Like, I'm here to I'm here to actually fight. Like, I'm the one here that's a world champion. I know it's all about money, but I'm going to say I'm the best paid out of all of these lot. I've done the most. I've just done that. And I'm still putting the line against all these guys where I've got absolutely nothing to gain and everything to lose, because that's what boxing is. And I'm not one of, like, I, once again, which is why I'm able to sort of focus, as you said, on the positives, is that yes. I understand that I'm a boxer and I'm a world champion boxer and I love it and it's a responsibility, but the belt that I've now won, I don't look at it and say, I am Lawrence Okolie, the world champion, and that's my identity. I'm Lawrence Okolie, who is a world champion. I don't know if that makes sense.
Makes perfect sense to me.
Or I am Lawrence Okolie, like as if those things got taken away from me, I would stop being a human being or stop being myself. It's like, I'll still be the same brother. Thank you. I'll still be the same brother, the same boyfriend, the same friend, the same everything that, you know, I am with, I'd be the same about. So I just look and say, why not just go out there and see? Like, I enjoy fighting, I enjoy winning, I enjoy, you know, these nights that I've been having, you know, because I looked at David Haye, I looked at who else was up there when I was coming up, I looked at, you know, Amir Khan, Kapra, and I just used to see those nights and say, wow, oh my God, imagine being a headline act, whatever. I've got the memories now of myself walking out, headlining the O2, headlining the MEN, headlining the O2, headlining Copper. You know what I mean? Like, I've got those memories. I've got the memories of winning the world title. Of course, that's not the be-all and end-all for me, but this is a chapter of my life. I'm sorry, I'm going to really go in because I'm talking to you two. As yes. You know, yeah, it's like, people get caught up in their jobs. I am the director of this, or I'm the whatever, and then there's a crash, and then people are depressed and this and other. You have to really live in a state of gratitude to be happy. I'm very, very grateful for my life. I have to also say that I'm also very conscious. So it's like, this game is winner stays on, and I know, you know, three out of six athletes go bankrupt. I'm going to go down that road as well. Go bankrupt after retirement. And that's boxers, that's footballers, that's people that we all look at and say they made millions and this, that and the other. And then no one's there to really care for the ones that go bankrupt. So it's about making as much as you can, investing it well, being smart with where you put your money, you know, making sure that you've got somewhere to live and you get a comfortable kind of life. Because as you can see here, I've got black eyes. As you both know, because you've been in boxing for years, boxing's a bloody sport. Like, Anthony Yarder's got one of the best styles that I've seen. An exciting pay-per-view fighter. And one day, like myself, he'll be 37. Maybe I don't make 40, 50, whatever. And he won't be able to be as explosive and whatever else. So it's, who are you after that? And that's what, you know, we the smart ones think about from before that time comes, you know. But yeah, those are my little pieces. Thank you for listening.
Nah.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is what I wanted to say, Lawrence. Like, last month, after you took a picture of my little boy, you and Richard Rapport kicked off, well, he tried to kick off on you at the Creed premiere. Now, a lot of people were saying that was staged, that was this and that. I was there, I witnessed it. It wasn't staged at all. I just want to hear, like, your thoughts on that. And, like, what would you be keen to fight Richard this year?
As I said, in the next week or so, we'll see the difference between talking and action. I like that. That's what I'll say. I'll say, like, for me, like, there's no fighter that I look at and say, oh no, oh yeah, like, I'm not keen, and I'm not keen. It just is what it is. If that's an opportunity that's there, I've already said yes to. I've already said yes to the people that matter about that fight and about a couple of other fights, you know. So it's not something I wouldn't, because what I don't want to do is give too much energy to any one person, because anything can happen. But that's not a fight that worries me too much, more than any, like I said, I don't look at him as anything other than like an opponent with a particular set of skills and attributes. He's got good length, good punching power, a good boxing brain, good athleticism, what else he's got, you know, a nice rhythm, and some belief. So that's all that I look at. As I look at all these positives, a few of these weaknesses, which there aren't that many, but I'm able to work with what I see.
Okay. And if you were to clash, sorry, Tim. And if you were to clash, why would you be victorious, my friend?
I think one would definitely be experience. Another one would be real life grit. I've seen. Anyway,
we don't want that. I just want to know why you'd be victorious. I don't want you to break down, yeah.
Okay, so I don't need to do a full breakdown. All right, fine.
No.
I'll just say I expect to win. That's it, and I expect to win in a similar fashion. Obviously, it'll probably be a lot more exciting because he's not the type that's going to come in and try to get on my chest and maul, because he's also a tall fighter. So we'll be boxing from range and seeing who's the more athletic, who's the quickest, who sets the best traps. And in a fight where I'm given space, as we see, it usually goes one way. See what I mean? Like, it usually goes one way. That's why I have so much fun with heavyweights and so much fun with taller guys, because, you know, their game plan isn't duck, get on my chest and wrestle. Like, it's like, it's let's box. And when it comes to actually boxing, there's stuff that I do that people don't even realise. But after the fight, my opponents always come up to me like, I couldn't do nothing with you. It would be exactly the same.
And it definitely looked like that last night with Mr. Light. He just looked like he ran out of ideas after a few rounds. But, you know, there has been talk of you maybe moving up to the heavyweight division. And before we go on to that, I feel, me personally, I would have, because I know where mine comes from, but your mindset, your confidence in your own ability. Where would you say that comes from, Lawrence? Because it's a great tool to have. I mean, I was speaking to someone today talking about mindset and the root of it. Where do you feel that your strength of mind comes from?
First and foremost, it's God. I definitely...
Amen.
In the moments of real doubt, especially, I just, these little prayers go a long way in my mind. Sometimes I do it with my eyes open, I do it with my eyes closed, and I just, you know, pray for my, the safety of my opponent. And I hardly ever pray, God, give me the win. I pray for, like, strength of character. I pray for, like, what I pray for, especially this fight, I pray for just resilience and all these type of things. And then outside of that, it's actually the work that I do in the gym. You know, it, like, I spar the top people all the time. I've been thrown in the deep end ever since I started boxing. You know, from the amateurs, like, obviously you guys will know about the under 10s, under 20s. Yes. I wasn't allowed to do the under 20s back in the amateurs, which forced me to do the ABAs. I went to the Olympic qualifier having 19 amateur fights at the time, so and still won the gold there against all of these guys who've been training for years. So okay, now let me give you a little backstory. So I was in Hackney, I have to go back there and say it, in October 2015. Yeah.
Yes.
Never had an international fight, never won the ABAs, just had 15 fights. Then I got into the Great Britain team in November of 2015, had 4 international fights. I think I won 3, lost 1, and I had 19 fights now. I got sent to the qualifiers for experience. But I said to all of them, I'm going to go in and I'm going to win this. All the coaches, all the fighters, like, they all still speak about it now. They were all like, sure, mate. Like, you guys have been training for years. They knew some of the fighters. You know, you've seen each other for the last 4 years, winning tournaments, battling through, and this is the one that matters. And I came through and I won it, you know, in April of 2016. So I became an Olympian after that. So when I look at the trajectory that I've gone on and the people that I've beaten and the fights that I've had, some of the fights that I've lost, it's like, and the fact that I'm able to keep going, I can't have nothing but confidence. And finally, most importantly, it's like, I hate saying it because I don't know if it comes across the right way, but it's like, I have no fear of losing other than losing. I don't, like, how do I explain it better? It's like, because I'm so grateful for where I'm in life and because of the people that I have around me, I know were around me when I was working at McDonald's. I know around me when I didn't have a penny. And I know I've got good people around me. It doesn't make me hungry to, like, cheat the game and look for easy fights and do whatever. I'm confident in knowing that win, lose or draw, my mum's still going to love me, you know. Win, lose or draw, my family's still there. Win, lose or draw, my close ones are still there. And as much as it would kill me, like, as a, you know, as a competitor to ever lose, it won't kill me as a person. And that gives me strength. So I'm able to say, I'm going to go on and do this because I got nothing holding me back. Like, as much as I've got everything to lose with world title and this and other, I've still got life. So as long as I get to leave the ring healthy, I'm happy.
And let me tell you something. Today on The Fight Is Right, those that didn't know Lawrence Okoli, or only may have known you for boxing, have seen a side of you that many people are sitting there at home saying, this is a humble guy, this is a well-balanced individual. So I've known this from time anyway, but so, you know, sometimes, you know, I always say everything is time, and what you've shown, what you've done thus far is really, really an example, not only for people where you come from, but just for people in general, to keep that humility after winning a world title. For someone who started in flipping burgers, what's your quote, Spencer? Flipping burgers to flipping
world titles. But I started off by saying from flipping burgers to flipping peas, because he was making enough money. But I remember the night when he fought Watkins. Remember, he alleviated him with his Commonwealth title, but he also alleviated him with his senses with that big right hand. So I've always seen those things about Lawrence Okolie. I think Lawrence Okolie is just that guy. I think Lawrence Okolie is an overachiever. But what I'm trying to say this is everything's about the mindset. Mindset mastery strategist can always tell you who's on it. She's on a regular. She's a psychotherapist, right? The confidence of Lawrence Okolie, and I remember the first time I met Lawrence Okolie was when I hosted Floyd Mayweather. Remember that day? That was in 2016, right? And Lawrence come in, and Lawrence saw me. And said, "Rob, big up Spencer Ferron." Like, "Rob," I said, "What are you saying?" We was having a chat, and I said, "Rob, something about your energy, man. You're gonna go all the way." You know? You remember that day?
I said, "I do remember."
Right? Something about. I said, "You're gonna go all the way." You know? He said, "For real," I said, "trust me, these energy twin, it's like, and not only that, but you got totality in belief." Yeah, I mean, and when you couple that, when you make sure you're doing the work, which you do, there is nothing that can stop you, and you are a role model. And no one can't tell me that you're not a role model, because you are a role model. From this being this chubby, round kid who openly, if you read Lawrence's book, is a really good book, which I actually bought your book, Lawrence, right? When he talks about him being bullied, is since I started to buy it and I posted it on my Insta when I was reading it, like it went to number one in the sporting chart. So I want my percentage, right? But Lawrence talks about like how he used to get bullied and all the rest of it, and like he saw Anthony Joshua go to the Olympics and said, "Right, you know what? I want to try this." How amazing is that? So you got to think about it. Now, we're just over a decade, because we're 11 years in from seeing somebody box on TV and got inspired by that. And then he took it, and now he's done his own thing. He's created legacy. He's a WBO world cruiserweight champion. The same belt that Johnny Nelson actually held. And Johnny Nelson is joint second longest reigning world cruiserweight champion. Him and Marco Huck hold the records for the most defenses. But for time span, Johnny Nelson was world champion for 7.5 years, right? At that weight. I can't see you staying as a cruiserweight, as a world champion for 7.5 years. I could actually see you moving up in weight. And what I saw yesterday, I saw improvements in your game. Right, irrespective of what people say, was this or that, but I understand when you're work in progress, if you don't keep on moving forward, there is no progress. And you all keep on moving forward, so you're not going to be in the same place. You are that person that always asks, so the answer is you're going to get an answer. You know what I mean? And you're a person who's on a quest, because the question is the quest, and you're going for it. So I can't knock anything that you're going after.
You've rocked him to sleep, Spence.
Yeah, I don't care about that. He'll be back on. He's back on.
He interrupted him to speak.
He's back on.
He's back. He's what? He's there, Lawrence.
Nah, it's the pounded yam. It's the pounded yam. I'm just bigging up Lawrence Okolie.
He rocked him to sleep. He rocked him to
I'm just bigging up Lawrence Okolie. It was like, I mean, it's a pleasure seeing your progress. And I love seeing that, man. And that's what I'm saying.
Lawrence, keep on doing it. Lawrence, in closing, I mean, first of all, is there anything else you would like to get out there? Because I think this is such a great interview, and I'll be asking Gary to chop this up, you know, but I don't want to leave anything on the table. Before you finish in closing, is there anything you feel that you want to say that you need to get out? Because believe me, everybody watches this show, and the most important people watch the show. And you know what I mean by that. So please, if there's anything you feel you need to get off your chest, say it now. And if not, what would you like to say in closing?
Just thank you for having me on the show. Obviously, I watch your show, as I'm sure you can see the subscribers and who locks in anyway. It's just like great to see you guys doing what you're doing. Thank you for being a voice of reason, and also not sugarcoating stuff, you know. For me, I'm not afraid of criticism as long as it's positive. Is that the word? Positive criticism?
Constructive.
As long as it's constructive.
I've never liked that word. I don't even like that word. Because me, I'm like, criticism is criticism.
Fair enough. But for me, as long as that, because I'm not going to do everything positive, but as long as it's coming from a place that, you haven't done this, it would be good if you can implement blah, I can take it. And they always, there's one thing that always stuck with me. I saw it, on Instagram when I was on Insta. I'm not on Insta anymore. Or Twitter, because like you, I just want to live in my real life. No discredit to you, Spencer. But yeah, the quote said, never take criticism from someone you wouldn't take advice from. I don't want to take advice from you guys. So if you guys, obviously off camera, obviously you're a great coach, you've got a great boxing brain, want to, you know, chop it up and talk boxing with me, we could do that anytime off of air. But yeah, that's it.
Big up, Lawrence. And you know that listen, the love is always there. It has always been there for each and every one of you guys. One of the things I remember, you know, look, because you know me, people don't really know me off camera. They're only those that have seen me in the gym and how I work. But one thing I remember, O'Hara coming up to me one day, and he's saying, you see that Lawrence, Unks? Yeah. Bro, he's confident, you know. He's confident, bro. he's like, bro, he ain't even putting it on. He's like, he's serious. Yeah. I can feel it, you know. And I don't want to talk. I'm just, you know, captivated and motivated by listening to you speak and how freely you speak. So continue doing what you're doing, brother. And as you just said, and as I think we all know, between the three of us, we're always here to help and advise and positive criticism, as they call it. But thank you for joining us.
Yeah, before you run off, I want to ask you one question. Yeah? Do you prefer obalende suya or pounded yam with ogusse? Which do you like best?
I mean, I think you know the answer to that question already.
Ogusse.
But you know, I'm always going to be an ogusse man. But obviously, I'm vegan now, so ogusse still works.
Okay. Yes. Okay, and I don't want to go on. Listen, I want to wrap it up. Listen, you've said a lot tonight, and I'm so thankful and grateful, and great to hear how humble you are.
Incredibly.
Not only off camera, but on camera. And that's why you're well balanced. So regardless, stay positive and keep doing what you're doing. A big man bouncing around in the 12th round, that ain't easy.
Yeah, you know me?
So you're obviously doing the right thing. So keep it up. Thank you again, Lawrence. Ladies and gentlemen, we have had the most amazing sit down with the articulate, the charismatic, the well-spoken WBO Cruiserweight World Champion, Mr. Lawrence, the Source Okoli.
Yeah, yeah. Lawrence. Thank you for coming on the show. You know what I mean? Thank you so much, bro. All right, love.
Love.
Thanks, Lawrence. Thank you very much, sir. What a young man.
A beautiful character, man. And you know what? I think it's really nice because we're really, you can hear it like when he's speaking, like when he's doing other interviews, but no one ain't going to get Lawrence Okoli like that. You know what I mean? And that's comfortability. That's what we bring. So that's comfortability. And it could be, a fact of, from where he's come from, he understands like all the gas and everything else ain't real. So he's just going to continue to do what he's doing. And like I said, you cannot knock an unbeaten record. You cannot knock a man for being British, Commonwealth,
European,
was he WBC international? Was he European champion? I don't think he's European champion, right? Mm-hmm. So he's done all of that, picked up all of those belts and gone on to become a world champion. You cannot knock anything of Lawrence Okoli. And that's like when you say like O'Hara Davis said, right, he's confident. Joshua White, he said the same thing. When they were in the change room, everyone was nervous going out to fight in the Olympics in Brazil. And Lawrence was like FaceTiming his friends laughing. Yeah, watch what I'm going to do with this man, blah. You know what I mean? That, you know, you've been a fighter and also you train fighters. That is not an easy thing to do. And because he's got that confidence, it's not a joke. He means it. He means it. You know what I mean? So, yeah, Tundi, the you means it. Good you, good hearted you. And I wish him nothing but the best. And also I like the fact that he is stuck by his guns. It was a very, very brave move for him to leave 258 management. It was a very brave move to leave Eddie Hearn, knowing that they still kind of had another fight out of him. And he said, no, I'm on this. I'm gone. I didn't sign that contract. Right. So he is a very, very brave man that said, right, to go against certain things and say, well, I'm going to do things this way. And also his negotiation and bargaining skills. You don't get what you want. You get what you negotiate. You know what I mean? And he's negotiated a fantastic deal. He got a chunk of money last night, right, to fight. And I'm saying all credit should be given to him for that. So, you know what I mean? He's very astute, and I wish him nothing but the best. I know you are exactly the same.
Sports Social Podcast Network.